Our theme for this year, as you may have noticed, has been humble and kind. All of our lessons this year have in some way been about being humble and kind. Our intention today is to share the aspect of kindness called forgiveness. We think this short story fits that category perfectly.
We now bring you an adaptation of The Little Soul and the Sun by Neil Donald Walsh.
Once upon a time, there's a little soul who said to God,
I know who I am.
That's wonderful. Who are you?
I am the light.
That's right, you are the light.
The little soul was so happy, for it figured out what all the souls in the kingdom were there to figure out.
Wow, this is really cool.
But soon, knowing was not enough. Little soul felt stirrings inside and wanted to know who it really was. And so, the soul went back to God, which isn't a bad idea for all souls who want to know who they really are, and said,
Hi God, now that I know who I really am, is it okay for me to be it?
You mean you want to be who you really are?
Well, it's one thing to know who you are, and another thing altogether to actually be it. I want what it's like to feel like to be the light.
Well, I suppose I should have known. You always were the adventuresome one. There's only one thing.
What?
Well, there is nothing else but the light. You see, I created nothing but what you are, and so there is no easy way for you to experience yourself as who you are, since there is nothing that you are not.
Huh?
Think of it this way. You are like a candle in the sun. You are with a gazillion other candles who make up the sun. And the sun would not be the sun without you. It would be a sun without one of its candles. And that would not be the sun at all. Yet, how to know yourself as the light when you are amidst the light, that is the question.
Well, your God, think of something.
I already have. Since you cannot see yourself as the light when you are in the light, we'll surround you with darkness.
What is darkness?
It is what you are not.
Will I be afraid of the dark?
Only if you choose to be.
Then God explained, in order to experience anything at all, the exact opposite will appear.
It's a great gift, because without it, you could not know what anything is like. You could not know warm without cold, up without down, fast without slow. You could not know left without right, here without there, now without then. And so, when you are surrounded with darkness, do not shake your fist and raise your voice and curse the darkness. Rather, be a light into the darkness, and don't be mad about it. Then you will know who you really are, and all others will know too. Let your light shine so that everyone will know how special you really are.
Do you mean it's okay to let others see how special I am?
But remember, special does not mean better. Everybody is special, each in their own way. Yet many others have forgotten that. They will see that it is okay for them to be special only when you see that it is okay for you to be special.
Wow, I can be as special as I want to be.
Yes, and you can start right now. What part of special do you want to be?
What part of special? I don't understand.
Well, being in the light is being special, and being special has a lot of parts to it. It is special to be kind. It is special to be gentle. It is special to be creative. It is special to be patient. Can you think of any other ways it is special to be?
I can think of lots of ways to be special. It is special to be helpful. It is special to be sharing. It is special to be friendly. It is special to be considerate of others.
Yes, and you can be all of those things, or any part of special that you wish to be at any moment. That is what it means to be the light.
Oh, I know what I want to be. I know what I want to be. I want to be the part of special called forgiving. Isn't it special to be forgiving?
Oh, yes. That is very special.
Okay, then. That's what I want to be. I want to be forgiving. I want to experience myself as that.
Good, but there's one thing you should know.
The little soul was becoming impatient now. It always seemed that as though there was some complication.
Well, what is it?
There is no one to forgive.
The little soul could hardly believe what had been said.
No one?
No one. Everything I've had is made perfect. There is not a single soul in all creation less perfect than you. Look around you.
It was then that the little soul realized a large crowd had gathered. Souls had come from far and wide, from all over the kingdom, for the word had gotten out that the little soul was having an extraordinary conversation with God, and everyone wanted to know what they were saying.
Looking at the countless other souls gathered there, the little soul had to agree. None appeared less wonderful, less imaginative, and less perfect than the little soul itself. Such was the wonders of the souls that gathered around, and so bright was their light that the little soul could hardly gaze upon them.
Who then to forgive?
Boy, this is going to be no fun at all. I wanted to experience myself as one who forgives. I wanted to know what that part of special felt like.
And the little soul learned what it must feel like to be sad. But just then, a friendly soul stepped forward from the crowd.
Not to worry, little soul. I will help you.
You will? But what can you do?
Why, I can give you someone to forgive.
You can?
Certainly. I can come into your next lifetime and do something for you to forgive.
But why? Why would you do that? You, who are a being of such utter perfection, you, who vibrate with such a speed that it creates a light so bright that I can hardly gaze upon you. What could cause you to want to slow your vibration to such a speed that your bright light would become dark and dense? What could cause you, who are so light that you dance upon the stars and move throughout the kingdom with the speed of your thought, to come into my life and make yourself so heavy that you would do this bad thing?
Simple. Because I love you. You and I have come together many times before, each bringing to the other the exact and perfect opportunity to express and experience who we really are. And so, I will come into your next lifetime and be the bad one this time. I will do something so terrible and give you an opportunity to experience yourself as the one who forgives.
But what will you do that will be so terrible?
Well, we'll think of something.
Then the friendly soul seemed to turn serious and said in a quiet voice,
"You know, you are right about one thing."
"What is that?"
"I will have to slow down my vibration and become very heavy to do this not so nice thing. I will pretend to be something very unlike myself. And so I have but one favor to ask of you in return."
"Oh, anything, anything. I get to be forgiving. I get to be forgiving. What is it? What can I do for you? You are such an angel to be willing to do this for me."
"Of course, this friendly soul is an angel. Everyone is. Always remember that I have sent you nothing but angels."
"What can I do for you?"
"In the moment that I strike you and smite you, the moment that I do the worst to you that you could possibly imagine, in that very moment,
yes, yes,
remember who I really am."
"Oh, I will, promise. I will always remember you as I see you here right now."
"Good, because you see, I will have been pretending so hard, I will have forgotten myself. And if you do not remember me as I am, as I really am, I may not be able to remember for a very long time. And if I forget who I am, you may even forget who you are, and then we will both be lost. Then we'll need another soul to come and remind us who we really are."
"Oh, no, we won't. I will remember you. And I will thank you for bringing me this gift, the chance to experience myself as who I am.
And so, the agreement was made, and the little soul went forth into its new lifetime, excited to be the light, which is very special, and excited to be the part of special called forgiveness.
And at all the moments in that new lifetime, whether a new soul appeared in the scene, whether that soul brought joy or sadness,
and especially if it brought sadness, the little soul thought of what God had said.
Always remember, I have sent you nothing but angels.